Todd Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God.
Did you know that you're God's workmanship? Sometimes the Christian life is filled with frustration, discouragement, and guilt. These are all rooted in self-reliance, and they're a failure to lay hold on the reality that we're God's workmanship. God's at work in you. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, "For we are his workmanship." Sometimes when we're traveling down the road, we come across a highway sign that says, "Men at work." Maybe we should have a sign on us saying, "God at work." For far from being removed from his universe, God is actively at work today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6 says, "God works all in all." Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For it is God who works in you." Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, "Now unto him the power that works in us." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, "His power to usward, the working of his mighty power." God is at work in us to such an extent that Paul actually calls us the work of God in Romans chapter 14 and verse 20. Paul describes God's own work in his life in Colossians chapter 1, verse 29, when he says, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily." God's at work all in his universe to carry out his own purpose and plan. God doesn't consult us and ask us how we think he should work. And Paul says in Romans 11:34, "Who has been his counselor?" He accomplishes his own purposes in his own way, in his own time. "For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. "We are his creation. He made us, and he continues his great work in us." Psalms chapter 100 and verse 3 says, "It is he that made us, and not we ourselves." And Paul reminds us in Philippians 1:6 that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. William R. Newell articulated really well the basis of distress in the Christian life. He says, "To hope to be better is to fail to see yourself in Christ only. To be disappointed with yourself is to have believed in yourself. To be discouraged is unbelief as to God's purpose and plan for you. To be proud is to be blind, for we have no standing before God in ourselves." The simple fact is, we are not self-made. Rather, we're his workmanship. This verse is translated in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, in the concordant literal translation is, "We're his achievement." God's achieving us. We're his project. We're his work. The great, wise, and mighty God of the universe is steadily at work in your life. You're his handiwork. He began the work, and he'll finish it. His honor and reputation's at stake. This was Paul's great confidence. Philippians 1:6, he says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who's begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." It's this faithfulness of God that carries out his work in you all the way to its completion. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it." Things are not always as they appear. This divine work in our lives will culminate in every man having the praise of God. This means that one day God will praise you. How could it be otherwise? After all, you're his workmanship. That's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:5, "Therefore judge nothing before the time when the Lord comes, and then shall every man have praise of God." If it's true that God has made you and that you've not made yourself, and if it's true that he began the work in you and he'll complete it, then why do we fret so? Why are you so anxious and troubled? Why are you so full of care and frustration and discouragement? After all, is he not God? Is he not in charge? Is he not the creator? Are you not his creature? Rest in the peace of this wonderful truth. Listen how Paul says it in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God works all things after the counsel of his own will. God has his hands all over you, and he has his hands all over the rest of his creation too. His fingerprints are everywhere. Rest in his work. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Brad Cotter singing God's Fingerprints.
Who paints the flowers that you walk by, and the silver lining in the sky, and who gives wings to a robin's song, and the light that shines at the break of dawn. When you laugh, when you cry, when you live, when you die, the love that you give and you leave behind, on the face of a baby when he smiles and opens his eyes, on the hearts and souls of a woman and man, in the poet's words in a painter's hand, from the mountains to the deserts, shifting sands. Our time on earth is heaven sent. Everywhere you look, God's fingerprints. Who moves the pen that writes the song? Who does the good that goes unsung? Who brings the rain to the thirsty seed? Who answers prayers when we're in need? When you laugh, when you cry, when you live, when you die, the love that you give and you leave behind, on the face of a baby when he smiles and opens his eyes, on the hearts and souls of a woman and man, in the poet's words and a painter's hands, from the mountains to the desert, shifting sands. Our time on earth is heaven sent, and everywhere you look, God's fingerprints. His footsteps are in the sea, his breath, the air we breathe. He holds the torch and rides the storm till the day you die, from the day you're born. Yeah, yeah. When you laugh, when you cry, when you live, when you die, the love that you give and you leave behind, on the face of a baby when he smiles and opens his eyes, on the hearts and souls of a woman and man, in the poet's words and the painter's hands, from the mountains to the deserts, shifting sands. All across this blessed land, our time on earth is heaven sent. And everywhere you look, God's fingerprints.